Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey. Of course, I'm sitting with my best friend, Tony. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I'm excited about our guest today. But before we get into our guest today, we have some announcements to make, don't we?
Yeah, brother. We have a big old show coming up March 25th, 26th at downtown Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland, 25th and 26th at the Temple. So this is our third year doing Pressy Poe and Friends. This year, our all-star lineup is freaking amazing. I don't even know if all-star like makes it big or important enough.
Yeah, because I mean, I think there's a living legend amongst the all-stars.
I think a couple of them, right? So at Pressy Poe and Friends this year, our featured artists are going to be the one and only, the godfather of the industry,
Mr. Sam Villa.
And we also have the OG of the social world and who's coming in to do some Vivid classes,
Miss Rebecca Taylor.
And of course, the living legend, the amazing, the everybody in the world follows, Barber,
Mr. A-Rod, PR23.
Yeah, A-Rod's going to be there. He's doing a fade class. Rebecca's doing a Vivid's class and a social media class.
Independent education.
Jeez, I lost that. Independent education class. And then Mr. Sam V is going to do a layer class. In Sam's class, you're going to get free shears. And also we have Mr. Hunty coming in. So Hunty is going to, he's doing a business class on how to save your clientele during a recession.
Yeah. And then you can't forget about the one and only, the beautiful Miss Pressy Poe herself.
Yeah. You know, because it's called Pressy Poe and Friends, I always forget to kind of mention Pressy, but of course Pressy's going to be there, which is going to be amazing. And then guess what? We just signed in Miss Pigment. So Miss Pigment is going to be there. And if you do not follow Pigment, you must follow Pigment and just go _P and then put out Pigment and you'll find her. But she's a wig stylist. And I think that's what she called it. But anyway, she's done wigs for Cardi B and she's done wigs for some wrestler right now. I don't know her name. Sorry, Pigment. But yeah, go check out her page because, you know, you talk about unique artist. Pigment's there.
Oh, my God. The artwork, the painting, the skill set. She's an amazing artist.
Yeah. And an amazing person too. And very sweet and humble and kind and all that. But you know, we did a podcast with her a couple of years ago. Go check that out. Shannon Romano, Pigment. But today is all about our guest. We will be seeing at Pressy Poe and Friends. Our guest today is Tucker James, also known as Lady Boy with Two Eyes. I think that's right. But yeah, Tucker's going to be there. He's going to come and hang out with us Saturday night. So
I think the cool thing about Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's so you have an opportunity to network with all the artists prior to the show, but then you have the show. And then after the show, you're going to have an opportunity to network with people like Tucker and all the artists and you and I, and just, you're going to have an opportunity to be around like-minded people and just to network and get together and hang out
with hairdressers, right? And like, and we'll have a couple drinks there, we'll have a couple hors d'oeuvres there, and that's proudly sponsored by Sugar Bear. They're bringing in the bar this year, but yeah, man, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah,
you know, should we get in?
Let's do it.
Let's get it. So again, like I mentioned before, today our guest is Tucker James. Again, you better known or worldly known as at Lady Boy with Two Eyes on people are going to look up with two eyes on Instagram. Hey, Tuck, man, welcome to the podcast, man.
Hey guys, what's going on? That's great.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's actually like really funny and bizarre to now be, I had to put my eyes down and just listen to you guys do the intro, because like watching you, I feel like, I don't know, I'm in on some secret. Like I feel like that part in The Wizard of Oz when they uncloak the wizard and it's just some guy, but I'm like, hey, you guys are actually, you're real people.
You know what the weirdest thing is, Tucker, is that it happens to Tony and I when we do like go to the hair shows and stuff. People will recognize us by our voice. You know, we don't put our
100%.
They recognize us by our voice. It's such a weird thing to be recognized. And the, and you know what's crazy about it too, Tucker, is that, and I think everybody feels this way. Certainly, I know when we first started to do this, like listening to your voice in a recording is always a big insecurity for everybody. You know, so now to be recognized for that voice that makes me feel insecure is such a bizarre like mind F.
Totally. Yeah. I hate like watching or listening to myself. I probably won't listen to this when it first comes out. Oh, I got to give it some time.
Well, if you're listening to it, make sure you go to Spotify so you can watch a little bit. Cause you know, Tucker looks a whole lot better than we do. So
no, I woke up like this. What are you talking about?
He sure does. Hey Tucker, I want to open up with kind of, with Lady Boy, like how do you identify? And then
a
little bit.
Okay, I appreciate that too. I identify, I'm gender fluid. Like I always have been. I've kind of never confined myself to the gender roles that we were taught growing up. I was very much like a kid that went to construction sites with my dad, but also played with Barbie. So I did both. Like my first job was working on job sites. So I have my masculine and my feminine, and that's kind of why Lady Boy perfectly kind of sums me up. Truth be told, that name was given to me by a group of women that would follow me around at hair shows early in. I would see them at different shows and they'd be like, Lady Boy. That was what they called me. And eventually I was just like, I love that name, actually. So I'm just going to embrace that. I use all pronouns, though. I'm not pronoun obsessed myself.
That's awesome. I don't know where I wanted to go with this. So we can ride ATVs and stuff with Tucker while he like brings his skirt up and stuff.
100%. That's me.
Then you would have enjoyed hanging out with us this weekend because we were up in the PA and shooting guns and.
That's awesome. I go camping in Pennsylvania all the time.
It's so beautiful.
You live in PA, don't you, Tuck?
I'm right outside of Philly. I'm actually a Jersey boy. I live right over the Ben Franklin Bridge into Philadelphia. So I'm like an hour and a half from the Poconos.
Like Cherry Hill area?
I grew up in Marlton, which is right next to Cherry Hill.
Oh, that's so sweet, man.
Yeah.
How'd you find the industry?
Early age, you know, my mom was a hairdresser. By the time I was born, she was no longer working in the salon, but every weekend, like clockwork, there were people in my kitchen getting their hair done. So I kind of grew up sitting, some of my earliest memories are like sitting on the floor while my mom was doing hair, watching. So I definitely knew from an earlier age that I was drawn to like beauty and the beauty industry. My mom was very glamorous herself. She was always dolled up and I loved kind of that part, those memories from growing up. And that's kind of what pushed me into beauty.
That's awesome. When did you like go to school or was it like a trade school within the high school? How'd you kind of get into it?
So I went to high school only because my dad needed me to go to the same high school that he went to. So it's very much his like bragging, right? He was like king of that high school. I went, I failed out miserably. I failed my senior year and had to go to summer school. And my mom wanted to beat my ass for that, if I'm being honest. But then I got into beauty school. I went to the Rosieri Institute. It's an Aveda Institute in New Jersey. And I grew up around the corner from the original one. So as a kid, I would see all the girls from beauty school leaving school to go to lunch, and they were in all their like all black uniforms with their little kits. And they would cross the main highway there and go to this shopping center. And I remember being younger and I'd be like, I'm going to go there. And then they moved the school to a bigger, even prettier location. And I ended up going to that school, and that's kind of how I got started. But I started working in a salon in high school. So
it sounded like you were close with your dad and you're with your parents. When you decided that you wanted to play with the Barbies or go to hair school, what was the reaction from your parents?
So my mom tells me always that she knew that I had like this kind of fluidity from a young age. She was like, I knew when you were a kid, A, that you were gay, and B, that you were just like different than everyone else. My dad was always accepting and I would say tolerant of the things that I did because my mom very much was the good cop in the situation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He wasn't used to it, of course. He expected to have a son that like wanted to play sports. I did track one time just so that I could get new sneakers. So so yeah, I mean, they were both great about all of the things growing up. I was very much supported and loved, and I always have to kind of pay homage to my parents for that. They figured it out.
What was, and I don't want to put words in your mouth or thoughts in your head, but like, did you receive any grief? 'Cause with your fluidity?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I grew up in very white collar, very ritzy area of New Jersey. Marlton and Cherry Hill are arguably two of the most expensive zip codes, and we were by no means rich at all. That's just the town my father had grown up in. And so I was one, when we graduated, I was one of two out people in my class in high school, and there were 500 of us in my graduating class. So I was the only one wearing makeup as a boy and dressing in a combination of men's and women's clothes. So I definitely got my fair share of lashings. But I also, once I came out, you couldn't tell me shit. I very much went right back at people. I was not afraid to confront somebody.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
You know, like I just can't, like when we were, I mean, we're quite a bit older than you, but in high school, there wasn't any of that. You know, you had a couple of kids that you suspected, like, that kid might be gay, you know, but even when we went to high school, like, they would have never come out, right?
Yeah.
You know, I knew one girl that came out when we were in high school, but that was about it, you know?
Yeah. It was still very taboo, I would say, up until, like, now I'm looking at my little sister, who's now 15. She's in the high school I went to, and she's got, like, three friends that are gay, two that are trans. Like, it's just way more of a broadened conversation. I feel like when I was leaving high school, it was kind of on the tail end of that. You know, Lady Gaga was like topping the charts at that point in time with Born This Way. So things definitely have shifted in culture in the past 10 years. And I would say very fast, which is good. Things are getting a little bit quicker. I think people are more tolerant and accepting.
That's pretty cool. 'Cause we, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to go back to his mom and back to the hair school. When you said she was already out of the business, but still doing hair in the kitchen. When you decided you wanted to go to hair school, was she all for it? Was she like kind of giving you advice and helping you out through the process?
Yeah, she was extremely supportive. I think she understood that I was going to be a creative person from very young. Like, she knew I wasn't going to push a pen. I hated sitting still, which is probably why I failed so many classes. I would be like, can I go to the bathroom? And just like go wander around for hours. So she was very supportive, very excited. And when I got into beauty school, I think she kind of lived vicariously through me a little bit. Because when she started in the industry, to be honest, she was in the salon for 2 years and she was doing nothing but perm wraps at that time. And she hated it. She didn't get the creative avenue that I'm in now. I didn't even know what I do now was even a lane at that point in time either.
Well, I kind of want to get into that because you just did a post a couple of days ago and where you did, it looked like a photo shoot or something. And like the looks were so awesome. How did you kind of like, did you know that that was a route that you wanted to go into? Or was it just something that you kind of fell into?
So I know going into beauty school, I definitely looked at hair from both angles. I always thought that what I'm doing now and like shooting and being creative wasn't something that you could necessarily make money off of. But I also knew that there were some legends that I looked up to that I thought were like amazing, like the Vivian McKinders. I mean, I used to watch her on YouTube for hours and hours as I was in beauty school and be like, what in God's name? This woman is putting fishnet around hair and then sculpting it into roses. And it just blew my mind. To be honest, coming out of beauty school, my only goal was to book myself out a month in advance and make $2,000 a week. And then I started to meet people that were being more creative and using creativity, I think, as a catharsis to what they did behind the chair. And that drew me in. And now it's kind of crazy because I'm spending more of my time and prioritizing time to do that now.
That's pretty cool. Hey, not to make you jealous, but you know, Tony's been to Vivian's house.
I am a little jealous. I'm like this one's jealous. So that's pretty cool.
Spent the night there. A couple.
Oh, whoa, even cooler. I am jealous now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, tell them what you did.
So we actually interviewed her, and you know, she has a studio. She lives in the Hamptons. She has a house in the Hamptons, but she has a studio and kind of in her backyard, but it's like a huge kind of warehouse. And there's a 2-bedroom apartment above the studio. And so after we interviewed her about a half hour later, she goes, "Hey, I just had a cancellation and I want you boys up here to hang out with me during the next class." And Corey's like, "Well, I don't cut." And I said, "Sorry, Corey, but I'll see you when I get back." I said, "Of course." So Gabe and I head up and spent the weekend up at Vivian's house. And, you know, it was an amazing experience. She's an amazing person. You know, we went out and had dinner with her. She's, yeah, I mean, there's very few words that can describe the kind of artist, the kind of hairdresser she is. She is just mind blowing. She can make something simple. Even though it's so hard to do, she makes it so easy. She makes it look easy, at least.
And she walked around the camera in a photo shoot and stuff too, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it's from start to finish. How to shoot it? How to? I mean, it was an incredible weekend.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was all Razor too, all Razor work.
Wow, that's incredible. So Tucker, you know, you got to look into that class. I guess go hang out with Vivian. Have you met Vivian?
No, I have not met Vivian. And it's funny because she really is probably one of the earliest influences into my like creative hair brain. So it's definitely a goal.
Big shout out to Vivian. If you're listening to this, make sure to tag Vivian in that because that's pretty amazing. Yeah, she's awesome. She's a very, very lovely woman too.
Very awesome. Very sweet. And so is her sister who we usually communicate with. And they've in past shows and things that when they sponsor some of our events. And they throw in the Vivian Razors and stuff like that. They're just an amazing, amazing group of people.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
For sure. Who do you have like do you have a dream list of anybody that you'd want to work with aside from Vivian? We got to throw her out. But is there anyone else you'd like?
Anyone else I'd like to work with? Well, that's a steep question. I mean, there are a lot of designers that I would love to work with. There's one. I'm going to butcher the name. I'm pretty sure his name is Ludwig Saint Vern something. I can never pronounce it. I can only see it as the Instagram handle. Is that messed up? That's how my brain categorizes people at this point. Yeah. He's an incredible designer and I would absolutely love to work with that team. There are a lot of teams I think I would like to work with because I look at art as a team effort always. So when I see like an incredible ad campaign, I just think I want to be on set. I want to be on that set. I can just imagine the energy if this is the energy I read from the image that was created, you know?
Have you ever worked like New York Fashion Week or anything?
I actually have not. And that's definitely something that I'm moving towards for this upcoming year. I'm in talks with a few friends that are on teams and trying to break into that now.
Are any of your friend like team leads?
One or two of them have been. Vicky and Brandon led for Christian Cullen a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're very big in fashion and editorial. And they've let me know that, you know, when that opportunity arises again, I'm part of their team, which is cool. Okay. And then also, obviously, like I love the Sebastian team. They're one of my favorite editorial teams. Yeah. And Omar Antonio is a close friend. I love him. I met him very early in my career. Another inspiration in my kind of creative world. I remember watching him make hairdresses, which he still does. Insane. And I love that team. I always am following along with them for Fashion Week.
That's awesome. Well, when you come to Pressy Paw, I'll introduce you to another team lead that's going to be at the show as well. So we'll hook you up with an introduction. You're on your own when it comes to like
100%. That's always the thing. I'll help you get a foot in the door.
That's it. So we'll definitely do that. Yeah, you know, our friend Lynn is going to be there, but Lynn was saying like it's not necessarily about not about the art that you're putting out, but also how quick you can move. He says it's like, it's at like a lightning speed pace. And he was
telling me, 100%.
I got so like, intimidated, I think is the best. Lynn's invited me to come up. I don't want to work, but I want to hang out in the room. He said I could come and hang out in the room, which I might just take him up on that one day, but I'd like to be in there just to feel the energy, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
A podcast corner.
Oh, I don't think we have time.
That would be dope. You guys set up like, do like a press type podcast, like where you're running through and you're like, hi, really quick, 15 seconds. What's your blah, blah, blah?
All the different teams.
That'd be pretty
cool.
Oh, we'll have to chat with Lynn about that.
Yeah, but you have to come with us.
I'll come. All right. I'll co-host.
We're bringing Lady Boy in.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, dude, you seriously work with some of my favorite people in the industry. And I don't say that really lightly, but like, we absolutely adore Sarah Jane Maples, Blushing mm-hmm. Maine. And wow, you talk about like an artist, like she's incredible. You also work with Darina, who's like one of my favorite photographers ever, you know, and then Jenny Strebe, right? Because you're on the Air team, right?
Yes, I am part of the Air Pro team, which was just announced, which is super exciting.
Jenny's amazing. How did you meet Jenny?
So funny enough, Jenny was like probably, you know, going back to those OGs, Jenny was the first person I watched hairwise on YouTube. She was kind of one of the first really in the YouTube space, I felt like hair wise on the professional end. And I met her at a hair show. We were at, I think, Chicago, and she was with Brandon Liberati. Me and Brandon at that point in time were following each other on social. I loved the stuff that he did with some of my favorite reality stars, and we would comment back and forth. So when I saw him, I approached him and we started chatting, and Jenny was at the table, and then Vicky came over, and before I knew it, we were all, that whole night, we just hung out, which was really cool. And that's kind of how we became friends. And literally that first hair show where we met, Jenny invited me to her studio to come shoot content because I expressed that I wanted to get into that side. And I came out and we were playing with product samples of Air, which is so crazy because that was only a few years ago. And that kind of really catapulted me into the space that I'm in now.
That, you know, that's really interesting because, you know, that's Tony and mine. We have a similar story with Jenny.
Really?
Yeah, we were hanging out. We were in LA, right? We were at the Modern Salon Digital Summit way back in those days. And we were invited out to dinner. And we didn't know Jenny was going to be there, but we were invited out to dinner. And then Jenny sat next to us and we chatted it up and we've been buddies ever since. Yeah. Yeah, she was actually when she was there, I hope I'm not speaking out of school. she was pitching for support for Air. So she had this idea for Air, and she was out there pitching for support for it. So even the dinner that we were at, I think she was again pitching for some support. But yeah, and like ever since then, she's just an amazing person and just so sweet to know. And like, you know, whenever we're in town together at a hair show or something, she's certainly one of the first people that I try to hook up with. We haven't seen her in a couple of years now, but she's certainly a high priority to meet up with.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah, the same kind of thing happened with Sarah Jane and Erica and Darina. I was totally a fangirl my first few years behind the chair of Erica Colleen and Darina because they were doing everything Pravana at that point in time. They won, I think, 2 Show Us Your Vivids in a row. They were on a bunch of packaging. I had Erica's work as the screensaver on the back of my phone at multiple points in time throughout that period. And again, a hair show, walking through the lobby, I saw them sitting in a booth talking, and I was like starstruck, like I fangirled. I'm not going to lie. I had to like collect myself, and I was like, go over and say hi. Same exact thing. I think Jill was with them as well. And they were like, sit down. And before I knew it, it had been an entire night of us just like in the corner of some after show event, screaming over music, talking.
Yeah, for sure.
And they've been friends ever since.
That's funny. That you said that, that's like, going back to Presley Pillow Friends, like Saturday night, that's kind of like how the event is.
Exactly the vibe, yeah.
Into, you know, and you get to just kind of like with people like that, you get to network with and kind of hang out. And that's the experience that you get at the show. But we had the opportunity to work with Sarah Jane and Presley Pillow Friends. Season one,
year one.
Yeah. And to watch her and just watch those guys work with Updo Guru. And yeah, it was just to see them in their element and do their thing. It's just mind blowing.
Yeah, it's fun to watch those creatives work.
So when you spent the night with them, And just like with Jenny, hey, we should collab. I mean, how did you guys end up kind of working together?
So, yeah, so we met that year. I think that was the year Sarah Jane ended up winning her NAHA, if I'm not mistaken.
That was the same year. So just to, you know, double up what you were saying, like, she won that a month before Presley Poe and Friends.
Yep.
That she was a part of, because we immediately had to change all the, like, NAHA award winner Sarah Jane's going to be there. So was the same timing in which we were working with her.
Yeah, so that was probably like right in that same time frame. And honestly, the first thing that happened was me and Erica had gone back and forth for probably like a year and a half after we met. We would be like, we have to collaborate. She would always be like, come down to Jacksonville. We'll shoot. And then I had freshly signed on with Hanzo, and they actually had to bring me out to Jacksonville for a class tour. So I was like, oh, Erica, I'm going to be in the area. I'm going to come out early. We'll collaborate. And it was so funny because we hadn't seen each other in so long at this point in time. I traveled out. We were like, let's go to dinner. We'll, you know, just write down all of our ideas. She had some wardrobe already pulled that we were going to pull inspiration from, and she had a model. And it was just me and Erica. So we went to dinner and drank 3 bottles of wine. And before we knew it, we were like, you know, drunk, rambling about our creative ideas, which, full disclosure, I don't drink anymore. But at this time, we were having a good ass time. And the next day we woke up a little hungover and had to go into the salon and shoot together. And I'm not even kidding. Erica shot the photos on a camera that she'd only just learned to use from Darina. We both lit the photos. We styled with wardrobe out of my bag and out of her bag. And those 3 pictures ended up winning us a big shot for best haircut collection and a NAHA moment the first year that they did NAHA moment. So like that first time we created together, which was just raw, unplanned, dove in and just had a lot of fun, we ended up winning something. And I think that to us, we were like, hey, we're a really good force, like, together.
Wow. You know what? I want to bring up something that's crazy that just dawned. It didn't just dawn on me, but like, you put yourself out there, you know, you put yourself in Jenny's vision, you put yourself in Erica's vision and stuff. And like, just want to emphasize how important that is. Cause I mean, we did the same thing starting the podcast, you know, we just got in people's eyesight and we absolutely positively crowbarred our way there, you know? So, you know, you have any words about that?
Yeah, I actually say at the end of every single class that I teach that a closed mouth does not get fed. And I am very much somebody that if I want something, you're going to know about it and I'm going to make it happen. And I laugh because even these people that I looked up to early on in my career, I have these pinch me moments all the time where I'm like, these are actually my friends and my colleagues now. Like, I'm spending time with them on a personal level, you know, like, I know Erica's family. I know, like, when she gets a nude puppy, I'm one of the people that gets a text. Sarah Jane just shot that collection for me, and she really pushed me to enter NAHA independently for the first time. And what was supposed to be like a 3-look collection, her and Erica were right behind me like, no, you're going to push. You're going to do 5 or 6 looks, and you're going to enter for Master Stylist of the Year. And I did, and I didn't place. But just having people in my corner that are willing to push me like that, it made it all worth it. Manifest what you want. Bring those people in and ask. I always ask.
That's it.
We say this on the podcast all the time because, you know, the answer is always no, right? So if you don't ask, it's a no. So yeah. Even if you ask and you get a no, it's, you're already, you know,
no harm,
I mean?
Foul. No harm, no foul.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you just might get a yes. And you might become a friend, and you might become a colleague, a partner. Who knows where that yes might lead to? But don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you were talking about those pinch me moments. Dude, that is like, again, not to crowbar Presley Poe and Friends, but that's that whole weekend for us. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that we're going to spend the weekend with Sam, and we're going to, you want to hear the coolest?
With Tucker. With
Tucker, exactly. With Tucker. And with all that.
I love it.
You want to hear the greatest pinch me moment ever? I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but last year at premiere, Sam Villa invited Tony and I to eat with his family, which I thought was like like next level stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you got to kind of put your fan, you got to put your fangirl away when you're having dinner with the fam.
100%.
But on the inside, it was like, what do they call that? You were ducking, you know, or like your feet are like,
oh yeah,
all that energy. But yeah, it was very, very, it was very, very cool, man. You know.
Yeah.
So
the first time I met Sam was on set of the Look All Stars.
Oh,
I was in the corner struggling to blow dry a clip-on bang on a mannequin head, and he came over and grabbed the mannequin head and was like, oh, what are you doing? And I remember being like, I was like, is Sam Bia holding my mannequin head right now? I was like, pinch me. And then one thing I will say about Sam, it is probably his greatest superpower. He will not only remember your name, no matter what, he will remember the last thing you talked about.
Dude,
it is a super skill. He will come up to me, and I haven't seen him in 2 years, and I'll be like, hey Tucker, how's it going? How's that thing with your mom? And I can just be like, mind blown, Sam. You are a god, a demigod.
That, you know what, you nailed it. And that's it. And you know what, like, he doesn't use the superpower, he has the superpower.
No, that's what I mean. And it's genuine.
Yeah. Yes. Once again, another time we were going up that big escalator at Premiere, and Sam's coming down, and he yelled out, what's up, Corey and Tony? And we were both like, we totally like geeked out, and we're like, oh my God, he knows my name. You know, so that was such a, it's so weird that, like, you know, you get those feelings, but you do, right? It's just,
I know.
It's crazy, especially by Sam, you know, and he's just such a lovely, warm, nice person who truly cares about the industry, you know, like someone I've known, like cares about the people in the industry, I think is where, you know, he's different a bit.
So I want to get back to. So when you guys are having dinner or sharing puppy pictures and like, what do you guys, I mean, are you guys scheming? Like, are you preparing? What do you guys, I mean, because that's a lot of creative together. I mean, what's the energy like?
I will say, like, I love it. I'm going down to stay with Sarah Jane for 3 or 4 days, and we're going to be in the salon a lot together with Erica mapping. But it's really cool because whenever we get together, it's kind of a nice balance. Like, we always say, like, Erica's love language is physical activity. So whenever I'm in Jacksonville, every morning we get up and we go for a few mile bike ride, a walk on the beach with our dogs. We go walk to a coffee place. And then the in-between always looks a lot like doing creative in the salon, but not only that, constantly brain dumping ideas. Like, whenever we're together, we're just spitballing and like jotting stuff down. Oh my God, I had this great idea for a shoot. Let's jot that down. What if we shot in continuous light? All right, let's put that down. We kind of are just continuously regurgitating all of our ideas when we're together. And then it's nice because by the end, we start to actually game plan putting those things into action. Like, all right, next time I come, these are the models that we want. This is what we're going to do. I'm actually getting ready to start splitting up my time possibly between New Jersey and Jacksonville so that the three of us can get together and put our team energy together more.
Oh, congratulations, man.
So are you going to spend the winters in Jacksonville?
I'm going to snowbird. No, honestly, I'm on the road so often that it kind of just makes sense. If I were to spend like a week out of every month there rather than home, we could get so much done. Because the goal, truthfully, is to elevate the whole team. Like, I want to see Erica win Master Stylist of the Year, if I'm being honest. I want to see Sarah Jane become like the name to shoot your Naha collection, because those things matter to me. And seeing my friends do incredible things in their realm feeds me on a personal level just as much as accomplishing things myself does. So like, I want to be there to support their creative efforts the same way that they've supported me.
That's amazing. I gotta tell you, dude, like, one of the things, I don't want to use the word regret because I don't think that's the right word, but one of the things I'm going to use it, but then we'll throw it away. But one of the things that I regret is not getting down to Sage Studios in Jacksonville. Like, every time we have a conversation, we talk about them, we're like, we've got to get down there. And that's like I really want to get down there, you know.
Now we got to get down there when he's there.
That's right. We're gonna go hang out with Tucker and his chihuahua,
the Rottweiler.
We'll go out there with the Rottweiler. Have you worked with Benson at all? Because I know Benson and them work together a lot.
Me and Benson have not worked together, but we have spent, like, I've got to spend time with him, like, at the air gathering. I've got to spend time with him at hair shows. The first time he came up to me was right after we won the Naha moment, and, like, he complimented my work, our work, and I was just like, Christopher Benson, like, again, starstruck, like, oh my God, somebody that I only thought was a little picture on the premiere stage show calendar, because I was always running around at the shows. We had never actually gotten to meet. So that was definitely a pinch me moment. My AirPods are about to die.
Oh no.
And they're charged, which is really frustrating. But I just got the 10% warning, just so you guys know. I do have a mic.
Don't want to chat until they die. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Just making sure. I just wanted to let you guys know so all of a sudden I just cut out.
Yeah, you know, you brought up, or I brought up Christopher, but like, he's another guy, same thing. Like, we just see him in the picture, and then when we got to meet him, it was really cool. And we've got to spend a lot of time with it. Chris is awesome in the room, and he's doubly as awesome out of the room.
Like, oh yeah,
hang out with Christopher Benson, not the guy on the stage. When you get just to hang out with that dude, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, just like shooting the shit backstage at the air gathering. That was we were all just like having a good time, busting each other's chops. He's a really fun time and a creative genius, obviously, in his own right.
Completely. You know, that's another person. We're supposed to like take over his house.
Yeah, in Utah.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to Utah.
I love it.
We're supposed to throw a big hair party at his house in Utah.
Tyler, I love it.
Tyler, you need to come back, Tyler.
Well, Tyler would be there Saturday night too. Oh, yeah, you know Tyler?
Tyler Kelbert?
Tyler.
Kelbert?
I don't know. I'm so bad with names, though, because, again, you could probably send me his Instagram, and I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler's an awesome, awesome guy. He's only, like, 30. He's pretty young, but he heads up the Salt Lake City Barber and Beauty Expo, which you should definitely try to get your tail into that one way or the other.
Yeah.
He's a super sweet, nice guy. You'll meet him at Presley Poe and Friends as well.
Yeah.
He'll be there. And listen, again, if you're listening in, you guys will meet all these people too, including Tucker Ladyboy.
I'll be there.
can't wait to see you there. So what Presley Poe and Friends in the very next weekend, you're going to be in Anaheim. What's going on in Anaheim?
Yes, so we're going to be in Premier Anaheim. We've talked a lot about Erica and Sarah Jane throughout this call. The three of us, we are going to be hosting a classroom on that Monday. I don't want to mess up my details. I got them written right here.
Yeah.
On Monday from 2 to 4 p.m., we'll be hosting a free class, which is the confidence to compete is kind of what we're labeling it. In the show book, it's called Level Up to Competition Shooting. We're going to be actually showing the ins and outs of our process from beginning to end. So from conceptualization to the way that we actually creatively colored, cut, and styled our hair pieces to actually styling and wardrobe and shooting the looks. We're going to show a four look collection come to life over the course of 2 hours right in front of our audience.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sarah's shooting it?
Yes, Sarah's shooting it and doing wardrobe. Me and Erica will be doing most of the hair. And the other thing is that we're going to show you guys how, like, in my recent collection, we used maybe 5 or 6 hair pieces that we reworked into 5 or 6 looks. And just by twisting them, turning them, flipping them upside down, we kind of want to destigmatize competition work, because it can definitely be daunting. People are scared. People think it costs a ton of money to even take your shot, but it doesn't have to. You know, if you have the right team around you and curate the right group of friends, you can make it cathartic, as I mentioned in the beginning of this.
You said it's an Anaheim premiere?
Yes, that is in Anaheim. And we will hopefully, I'm already in talks with Premiere, be taking this to Orlando as well as San Antonio.
Oh, that's so awesome. Definitely going to, as soon as you hear about Premiere, let me know, because I might sit through that class
in Orlando.
Premiere. Yeah. Orlando. I might sit through that class, but let me know early so I'm sure not to book any podcast over at that time.
Amazing.
We definitely love to hang out and
crash it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all the favorites are there, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Actually, every year that we're at Premiere, Erica comes on the podcast. So I'm sure we'll be doing that again.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
Three of you guys together on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. A group.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're thinking.
Yeah, I like
that. Definitely let us know. You know what? I'm sure all three are going to be there because they live right there.
Well, I'll be there.
But even if you guys don't do the classroom, I think it might be a good idea to book a podcast to talk about that process. You know, I would love to have like that class on the podcast, you know,
100%.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty friggin' dope. So Tuck, where if people want to find you, if they can find you, how do they locate you?
On Instagram, I'm Ladyboy, LadyBoii. And that's honestly, I'm just an Instagrammer. I ain't on Facebook. I'm not on the TikTok. I have my little account over there, but I don't really use it. I'm just an Instagram person. So that's pretty much where you can contact me.
That's where we contact you.
That's exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I the first time I met him, he was in Frederick. He was here in our hometown. He was doing a Hanzo class at the temple, and he was with Dickman, and we all had lunch, and then we'll talk about that off air. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tucker, James, Mr. Ladyboy, Mrs. Ladyboy, Fluent Ladyboy.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out with us, and thank you for joining us on your day off.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.